And I'm also going to record the event here to the cloud, so. All right, we just a few seconds, we get started. Okay, it is 7 o'clock. I'm going to go ahead and call the July 28th meeting of the Board of Trustees of Jerusalem Township to order. It is 7 o'clock. I'm going to request a moment of silence, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, Joel, roll call.
Mark's out.
Present.
Present.
Roll call complete.
Okay, very good. Minutes from July 14th. A regular virtual meeting. Thank you, Joel, for getting those sent out. Dave, you had a chance to review those?
Yes, I did. Okay. Before I came, and I didn't see any problem.
Okay, I move for approval of those minutes.
I'll second that.
Okay, roll call, Joel.
Okay, roll call, Bo Miller. Mark Sadler.
Yes.
Dave Bench.
Yes.
Motion carried.
Okay, Joel, I'm signing off, and I'll leave those for you.
Thank you.
Okay. Next is Fiscal Officer Report. Joel.
Has everybody reviewed the reports, fund status, deposit, and payment listing?
Mark, I can't.
Oh, sorry. He asked if we had a chance to review the fund status report.
Oh, yeah, but and he asked you to talk up louder or something.
Okay, I did turn my volume up as high as it will go.
Can you hear me now?
Okay. Let me get the agenda up here. And okay, so Dave, if you had a chance to take a look at the I've got a comment for you, Joel. I was pretty pleased to see that the lodging tax look pretty good. Is that just a month's worth?
Yeah, just 1 month of no lodging tax, and it's really only from the state park. Lake Erie Lodge hasn't changed.
Okay, yeah. Well, I'm really happy to see that Maumee Bay has recovered and that the lodging tax is strong. That's a big relief.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we have our fund status report, $597,235.31 in our our checking account, we have $111,141.97. And the payments since last meeting, $1,797 through 1,866, totaling $19,108.97. Paid since last meeting, totaling $14,792.46.
Very good. Okay. Dave, did you have any questions?
No, I could approve them as read.
Okay, I'll second that.
Okay, roll call. Dave Bench.
Yes.
Mark Sattler.
Yes.
Tom Miller.
Very good. Okay.
Real quick, I'm gone next week. Not that anybody's going to miss me, but
Oh, hey, well, have a nice vacation, Joel.
I'm the Boy Scout Camp Delta officer, so I'm not sure how much of a vacation.
Oh, yeah, you'll be keep an eye on all those adolescents. Okay.
Oh, you know. If anything, I can reach my phone, but I'm sure you won't. So that was it.
We'll try not to. Okay, very good.
Joel, I have one question on this. Anna Bushman.
Yeah.
Is she a new employee? I just had to get my 2 cents in.
Okay, all right. So, fire department report. We'll table that until the chief arrives. Mike is not here, so we'll table the rec department report. Well, wait a minute. Let's see. Who is 836-7302? Let me unmute you.
I'm in my office.
Oh, that's the chief. Okay. All right. Thank you, sir. All right. Very good. Let me rename you here so I'm not so easily confused.
Hear me now? I unmuted my phone by my mute button.
Yes, we can hear you. Thank you very much. Okay. All right. So go ahead, Chief. You're on for a fire department report.
Okay. Just to give you an overview, we were sitting a little low period on calls, and then all of a sudden, now it's picked up. But we're running right at our average, and we're at 210 runs right now. That's, you know, we expect to probably hit the 400 mark like we normally do. Structure fire. It was investigated by the fire marshal. It remains to be undetermined, but it was a total loss. And one note I want to share with everyone is the deputy that was on duty, Stephanie Minky, she was first on scene, and she had her body camera viewing the fire. So the fire was already in a pretty extensive free-burning state, but it was reported that there could be victims inside. She made a real valiant effort. She kicked in the front door and hollered out, and then she opened some windows and she hollered out again. Fortunately, no one was in the residence. So, I absolutely commend her efforts, her dedication and commitment to trying to save lives. Risking her own. She didn't enter the building, but, you know, she was confronted by heavy smoke. So, again, she did a great job. I sent a letter to her captain complimenting on her behalf, and I have a copy of the body camera, which I shared that to the fire marshal for the investigation, and that was absolutely very telltale for us. So.
Well, that's wonderful. Thank you, Chief. Thank you very much for taking the time to recognize her. We often forget, but should be so very grateful for our first responders and those people that put themselves in harm's way. I'm glad that no one was hurt in that fire. My understanding is that the occupants were away, out of town, but we're still very grateful for those first responders like Deputy Minky, who attempted to determine whether anyone was inside. And thank you to you and all of your firefighters as well.
Yeah, everyone did a good job. We received mutual aid, and I'm pleased with all the efforts and everything that took place. And then we also utilized the township backhoe. The fire was extremely stubborn, and we would have been babysitting it for a couple days had we not brought down some of the walls and stuff so we could, finalize the extinguishment. And big thanks to Kevin. And he's extremely talented with the use of that backhoe, and he did a good job. At no time was anybody ever unsafe, and we were able to finish it so we didn't have a rekindle. So, thank you.
Very good. Thank you.
Our applicant that you guys approved, he did go for his physical on Monday. I'm waiting for the results of that, which I know they're going to be good, and we'll just continue moving him forward in the interim process. So again, we're adding a firefighter paramedic. I'm happy to report that our signage is helping. I've had several inquiries. I've met with two young fellas. They came in and spoke to me, and then I spoke to a young lady as well. And then I have another firefighter lives just outside of our jurisdiction, and he's inquiring about getting on. So the signs are just going to stay up until the end of July. Then they're going to come down. I just don't want to pollute the area. I'll see how this run goes and see if we can get some people out of this, and then we'll go from there. So that's
very good. I have seen your signs in several different locations. I think it's wonderful. I'm glad that you're getting some response from it.
That's great.
I am too. I couldn't be more pleased. I'm happy to report we picked up the new brush truck on Saturday, and it left the building on Monday. So there was a few little imperfections and things that needed to be corrected. So the company that ABCO that installed the box, they came and picked it up, and I expect it right back here shortly. It's really going to work out well for us. I can't wait to start putting the skid unit in there and moving forward. We're scheduling the lights and siren, and then the badging will be taking place too. So, but all these things take time. Everybody's backed up from work from COVID, so we just have to be patient.
Okay, great.
We had a few maintenance issues on a couple of two of our trucks, but it's not surprising for the age of those trucks. Bo will understand that it was our primer motors. Both of them coincidentally went bad. But we were able to get them rebuilt here locally, and both trucks are fully functional. They were still functional. It just, they wouldn't have been able to draft water is all the complication was. But thanks for, the people that all helped to diagnose it, fix it, and get it back in. So I'm really pleased that that's been accomplished. I am looking at, our contract is coming up on our GTEC computers. Those are the computers that are in our apparatus. The computers are functioning and performing just fine. That's not the issue. But I'm looking at another option that may be a more financial respectable for the amount of calls that our department incurs. So I'm looking at it. I have to make a decision, but no later than first of September. So, but I'm working with our IT and trying to get that solved. We're also going to be looking at, I've been exploring changing from emergency reporting to ESO. Emergency reporting, although it's good, it's just extremely detailed. I think it fits full-time departments better than the full needs that are required for us, and it's kind of burdensome. So I am looking at it. I did look at I had a nice demonstration from Alan Clay Joint. We walked through a fictitious run, and it was a lot more click and point, and it was much easier. So I'm just working on that, and again, just trying to look at what's best fits our department financially. Other than that, everything's been going fine. We are still training, but we are wearing masks all the time in the station. If someone does enter the station, I have masks if they don't have one that they'll have to wear. And we're encouraging the hand washing and the change from the county. We're monitoring our own members for any COVID exposures. So, but it's all working out. Everything's working out fine. This brings me to the last thing that is probably the most important out of my whole time rant here is our AccuMed. If the trustees have looked at the final, I know that the prosecutor gave his opinions and notes, but if possible, I would like to move forward with engaging in a contract if it's right.
So, Chief, I thank you for sharing the prosecutor's legal comments with me. I did get a hold of Kate Malassi this morning at AccuMed. I sent her those comments because there were probably three relevant changes. And so I've gotten them off to her. She is reviewing them now. So we won't be able to approve this tonight, but we should hear back from her well before the next meeting, so I'll make sure that is on the agenda for our next meeting, which I believe is August 11. So, okay, all right.
That's all I have to report. If anyone has any questions for me, feel free.
Nope, no questions from the trustees. Thank you very much, Chief, and thank you to you and your whole fire and rescue team.
Okay, thank you, sir.
All right, tabling the Rec Department report. On to zoning, Ms. Rossler.
Okay, I did print a update for you if you want one. It's not as long, but I do have an appeal for a modification. So we have a public hearing for August 4th at 7, Mark, if you want to put up another meeting for that night. So it would be a BZA meeting, 7 p.m. on the 4th.
I will get that Zoom meeting set up for you then.
Thank you. That's for a house on Dyke Road that they would like to tear the house down and rebuild, but they are 500 square feet short of the 12,000 necessary, and the lot's only 50 feet wide. But it is one of the last houses to be remodeled up there, and we've allowed some of the other ones to do that. But they applied for the variance, so the BZA can rule on that. Tall grass, weeds. I would like a motion to abate 8816 Cedar Point Road. It's about the fourth house down on the south side around the bend at Yandora. Nobody's been mowing the grass. I don't think anybody's living there.
Okay, and the grass is above the maximum height that's...
Yeah, because I mowed it all this year.
And you need approval for that. I move that we proceed with the abatement of that.
8816.
8816 Cedar Point Road.
I can second that.
Okay, David seconded. Okay, Joel?
Roll call. Bo Miller? Dave Bench?
Yes.
Mark Sattler?
Yes.
Okay, so going back to 848 Water, the house that we sprayed and have approved a dumpster for, I've talked to both neighbors. They would like, and I don't know, how, when a dumpster comes in, how long do we have it?
I think about a week max.
Because they don't want it this weekend, but then the following weekend would be okay. So if we can get it there like on the 5th or 6th, 5th is a Wednesday, 6th would be Thursday, and then we'd have the weekend in there.
You want it August 6th?
Yeah. August 6th, and they actually then we could pick it up, or they could pick it up on the...
Should I get the big one, or I can't remember my name.
I don't think there's that much.
I'll go and look someday. Did the weeds finally die?
The weeds had died. I talked to Nathan, the neighbor to the west, yesterday. He said it died quite nicely. Sent an email to Jim on the other side. So those two are both on board, and I have Andy's phone number. I thought I'd call him. That's the backyard neighbor. To let him know exactly when the dumpster will be there.
So there is debris that needs to be cleaned out?
Yeah, we sprayed it, and that's the house that nobody's living in.
So who will be responsible for...
Well, we can put it on the taxes, but...
Clearing the debris?
The neighbors.
The neighbors are going to do that? If we provide the dumpster. Got it. Okay.
They've been mowing up to the house.
Okay, very good.
I don't know if I get time, I got a weed whacker that's got a steel blade on it. Maybe I can take some of the thistles down a little bit, so make it a little bit easier to get some of that junk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I can send one of the kids down there. Wouldn't take it but about 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So you're gonna
order that dumpster?
Yeah.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you.
Land bank, the adjusted tax bills are being generated for the township properties. I mean, Joel came again and said, hey, why aren't these? And we didn't pay those taxes because we had this discussion before. They didn't, when the properties were transferred to us, the taxes weren't cleaned off. And the main reason they weren't cleaned off is that the county wanted their sewer assessments. After I asked more and pushed a little bit. So the sewer assessments are just for an FYI. Those assessments run through 2025. So for example, the Water Street, or the old church property in Bono, had $10,000 worth of assessments because nobody had paid them.
All sewer assessments?
That was mainly sewer assessments.
And are you saying the land bank will not clear those?
Well, the county was balking at clearing those. They are doing it.
Okay.
They are clearing it because I said, then we don't want it.
Oh, yeah.
If they're going to stay on there, then you can have it back because the township can't assume that responsibility. And we're just trying to put it back into useful purpose. So those did come through, or they are coming through. So we should see those pretty soon. I received also the final payment of 10, which we agreed to sell the property at 96 Rubens. And I sent the application on its way to Attorney Cottrell to start the deed process. So we should have that at the next meeting. So another one gone. It's kind of exciting. Blighted structures, we do have the bids out for demoing 263 and 267 Allsale. They are due August 1st. I do have one. Jensen Construction has submitted their bid, and I haven't seen anything yet from Blasi or Grotto. Those are the other two.
Okay. So those are due August 1. Our next meeting is August 11, so we will open those bids here at the meeting on August 11. Okay.
Okay. Very good. That sounds good. I never have done an office update, but you know that when I came, the filing system was horrendous and awful. And so Barb's been working tenuously on that. She came back a couple weeks ago because she hadn't been in since the whole COVID thing started. We have all the permit files basically all done by address, at least the ones we can. Some of them in their day, back in the day, did not have an address, or they were the P.O. box. Like I can still remember, the farm home address was Route 1, Box 38. So a lot of those are on there, and you can't track those now. So we're going to put that in a file where it's like, okay, this is the file where we don't know where to put them. Now she's working on violations going into those same files. So the filing system will all be under one file under addresses of properties. So that's the last file grouping to get put in. I'm going camping for a week in August and a week in September. So August 12th and September 9th. I will not be in the office. How would you like me to handle that? Do you want me to ask Chris? Because that's what we've done in the past, although we said that Chris shouldn't write permits. Do we want to close the office? Do we want to ask Chris to man the office and accept a permit without it being approved? And I can do that when I get back.
So what are the dates again?
It would be August 12th and September 9th.
August 12th through September 9th?
Nope. Just those are the 2 days I would not be in the office.
Oh, okay. What have we done in the past, David? Do we want to close the office?
Yeah, no, if we manned it, if we could. And that's probably a good idea. At least somebody's there to take the permit. I don't want her writing it.
I agree. I mean, no, you know, she can accept applications. And she can basically handle intake.
Yeah.
But she's not authorized to approve anything.
Yep.
Okay. All right.
Okay. So we're okay with that. All right. I didn't want to ask her before I had your approval what to do. Do we want to do the attorney thing later, or do we want to do that now?
You can go ahead now if you want. Joel, can you hear okay?
Can I ask you one thing? That address of Water Street for that dumpster?
Yeah.
Joel, are you able to hear all right?
848.
Not really.
No? Okay. All right. I do. Okay.
Just repeat what she says, I guess. Or...
Okay.
So we talked about it last time. I contacted Jeffrey Stopar. He's an attorney that would look through our zoning resolution and make recommendations of potential changes that we should or could make or should make. One of them is the sign amendment, which was changed by the U.S. Supreme Court in 2015. And he would specifically look at that and give special attention to those variant standards and non-conforming issues. He does charge $200 an hour. I talked to him today, and he said the total fees are not to exceed $4,500, but he said that's high. He said it probably should be somewhat half of that, and he wanted to make sure that he could also spread that over 2 years. But my recommendation would be to just have him look at it and put not to exceed 2,000 would be my thought.
Okay. Do you need this in a motion for approval?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Joel. I move that Jeffrey Stopar, S-T-O-P-A-R, be retained to review our zoning regulations. The expenses will be approved up to $2,000. And then at that point, once we, if we hit that 2,000, we'll stop and review where we're at and come back.
That sounds good. I can second that.
Dave just seconded.
Okay, roll call. Dave Bench?
Yes.
Bo Miller? Mark Salvin?
Yes.
What was the guy's name first?
I'll give you the spelling of Jeffrey. And the last name is Stopar, S-T-O-P-A-R, and I'll leave this for you so you've got it, a hard copy.
And that's all I have, unless you have some questions.
I don't believe so. Dave, do you have any questions?
No,
Okay, very good. All right, excellent. Thank you, Linda. All right, maintenance department, Kevin is not here, so we'll table that, as well as the cemetery report. Trustee reports. With respect to the cemetery, I did reach out. We have a variance. I've been given verbal approval of our cemetery drive variance. I'm waiting for the written approval that's signed by the Lucas County Commissioners. I've been told that by Michael Hart, who is the assistant to the chair of the commissioners, that he had the signed document, but then Michael took another role in Lucas County for homeless. So I've put a call in to the new assistant to the chair. Have not heard back from her yet, but that should be coming. But anyway, and Kevin knows that we have the approval. It's just a matter of getting that written approval in hand. And then Kevin will be, and Kevin does have the preliminary plans. And he will then be able to go forward with inviting bids on the cemetery expansion. So we'll keep that on there. Let's see, anything on roads and bridges, David?
No, I see they put that dark coating on Veeler and them. Like they said, they were going to do to make them look nicer.
I did hear that Lion Road, they just fog sealed that in the last couple of days,
mm-hmm.
And I heard that they're real happy. They're real happy with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really smoothed it out. There's been quite a bit of flack about all the streets in that were done, along Corduroy. So hopefully, within the next 2 weeks, I think they're going to fog seal those, and I'm hoping that folks will be a little bit happier with it.
We had problems with Bono too, remember, and after they fog sealed it, everybody was pretty happy.
Good, okay. All right, moving on to old business, anything on the decant ditch position, petition?
I got them all signed, I just got to take them up.
Okay.
I kind of like to go up and see what they're doing with the other petitions too. And sometimes it's nice to see the engineer and talk to him face to face.
Agreed. Yeah. Okay, I'll keep that on there, indicating that it's signed, but it'll be going to the county engineer. Okay. Anything on the township roof leak? Repair estimates.
I have Lee Yockey helping me. He used to do roofs like this. And we really looked it over, and I have a bid now from Dam Schroeder's for the two offices, basically, the office and the meeting room. And we think that this one might make it, but then we have to do the shop and then where the cooler's at and where the lawnmowers are at. So we, this bid now is down to 44,000 for if we don't do this one. And this one could last a few years, but I still got to get another bid from, can't think of the Technique.
Okay.
So I have two bids on the same project, so.
Okay.
I'm working on it.
So it'll be the trustee offices and then the shop.
Yeah, the shop.
And this will be okay for.
We'll let this go.
Okay.
They're supposed to, if there's anything, well, like they took some borings and that, and they're going to make sure those are resealed and that everything's okay, that it makes it through maybe 3 or 4 more years.
Okay, all right. And I think if I remember from last time, Bo is also going to share some information with you on an alternative method.
You can spray them. They could be sprayed, but these are so bad that they should be done. And,
okay. Yeah. Is this a rubber roof then?
Yeah.
Did it get sealed? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Good. Okay, so we'll keep that on here. Okay. IRS penalties. Last year we were notified from back in 2015, prior to Joel, that we were being levied some IRS penalties due to non-reporting from 2015. We did retain for a small sum of money, we retained legal counsel to appeal that. And Joel, you've got some news?
I just got a very short letter from the IRS, probably one sentence, just indicating that we do not owe the $10,000 penalty now after a further review. It was probably the shortest IRS letter anybody will ever get in their life.
Right. I think you're always happy to see an IRS letter that says amount due zero.
How did this happen?
How did it happen? Well,
I mean that we don't have to pay yet.
Well, I had contacted a person I knew who audits governments.
Yeah, I remember that? Yeah.
And I said, "Hey, here's my situation. You have any recommendations?" He said, "Oh, this attorney is a former auditor and is a lawyer and knows his way around IRS issues. I would definitely recommend you spend the money and retain him." We did, and it was just a mere fraction of the penalties, and they did their work, they sent the letter off, and the IRS said, "Oh, never mind, let's just drop it." So, yeah.
I almost forgot about this. This has been...
It's almost a year.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, IRS doesn't move fast.
Yeah, that's right.
All right. Next is... the copier contract review. So just to let everybody know, we're in the process of reviewing the copier contract. We've got a copier here in the trustee office, and then there's another copier over in the fire chief's office. And I did talk with Perry about it today. Currently, our average monthly expense is $333.05. They have come back with a proposal for $251 a month and 20 cents. Chief, that's a savings, well, between the fire chief and the trustee office, that's a savings of $65.01 per month. I did ask him to go back and do one more scenario. This proposal replaces the owned copier that's in the chief's office with brand new equipment. That copier is about 17 years old, but the chief indicates it still works just fine. And so I expect Perry will come back with another alternative that basically says keep your owned copier, and then they're going to buy out the lease on this one, and then they'll come back and tell us what how much we might save with that alternative.
Are we going to get a different copier now?
Well, if if we go with one of these options, then they'll take the copier that's leased out of the offices here and then put brand new equipment in. The issue is the copier that we have, the company that we got it through, they're no longer an authorized dealer for that brand of copier. They're still servicing it, but they're no longer authorized. And so the new authorized dealer locally has said, hey, you know, we're here. Let us know if we can help you. We said, well, tell us how much money you can save us. And so that's where we are at.
I remember when we got that one. It's probably been 6-8 years ago.
Has it? Okay. All right. So anyway, that'll come. That'll be back on the agenda next meeting. I should have a little bit more information. We should have two alternatives at that point.
Yeah, they really sold a bunch of copiers. Our church got one. The whole area that they saturated it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
She was a good talker.
All right. Next item on the agenda is Verizon cell coverage issue. This came about because at the last meeting, the chief reported on the structure fire and that they could not get a cell signal, and they had to dispatch one of their firemen chief, I think that was for you folks to call in mutual aid. Is that right? The fire marshal. Okay. So you couldn't get a cell.
Ryan to make contact with the family.
Okay.
Were made right on scene to try and directly contact the family to see if they were safe.
Right. Okay. Very good. I did contact Verizon. I explained the situation and my concern about a public safety risk. And they did acknowledge that they are working on the cell towers in the area. I've seen a lot of chatter on Facebook about people saying that their cell coverage is deteriorating. So Verizon is open to ticket. They're working their way through that. They will let me know what their findings are, and I'll report back once I hear that. Initially, they indicated that if any members of the community cannot get cell coverage at their homes and their Verizon customers, they may contact Verizon and request a network extender. And I kind of got the impression that Verizon may waive the charge for that. If they feel there's sufficient justification that the cell signal is so weak. So anyway, but I'll have more probably at the next meeting. All right, any other old business?
No.
None? Okay, new business. The John T. Kennedy Park, I will table that for next time. I think that's Bo's issue to report on. The next item is the resolution requesting coronavirus relief funds under House Bill 481. So I have a resolution here, 7-28-2020-00. This is, and thank you, Joel, for preparing the resolution. This resolution affirms that funds received from House Bill 310 Senate Bill 310 House Bill 481 may be expended only to cover costs consistent with the requirements of the Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economic Security Act, the CARES Act. The Board of Trustees met at 7 p.m. on July 28th for a regular meeting with the following members present, and that would be Mark Sattler and Dave Bench. And I will move for the adoption of the following resolution. Whereas the Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economic Security Act, CARES Act was signed into law by the President of the United States on March 27, 2020, and whereas the Ohio General Assembly established a process for distributing funds provided by the CARES Act in House Bill 481 of the 133rd General Assembly, and whereas House Bill 481 requires subdivisions receiving funds to pass a resolution affirming that the funds from the Coronavirus Relief Distribution Fund may be expended only to cover costs of the subdivision consistent with the requirements of the CARES Act, and whereas Jerusalem Township is requesting its share of funds from the Lucas County Coronavirus Relief Distribution Fund, now therefore be it resolved that the Board of Trustees of Jerusalem Township affirms that all funds received from the Lucas County Coronavirus Relief Distribution Fund pursuant to House Bill 481 be expended only to cover costs of the township consistent with the requirements of the CARES Act. And there's a number of provisions. These expenditures would be incurred due to public health emergency with respect to coronavirus disease 2019, COVID-19. They were not accounted for in Jerusalem Township's most recently approved budget as of March 27, 2020. And they were incurred during the period that begins on March 1st, 2020 and ends on December 30th, 2020. Furthermore, in compliance with House Bill 481, be it resolved that the Board of Trustees that the Jerusalem Township Fiscal Officer take all necessary action to on or before October 15 pay any unencumbered balance of money in the Jerusalem Township Local Coronavirus Relief Fund to the Lucas County Treasurer. So anything we don't use by October 15th must go back. On or before December 28th, pay the balance of any money to the state treasury in the manner prescribed by the director of the Office of Management and Budget. And three, provide any information related to any payments received under House Bill 481 to the director of the Ohio Office of Budget and Management as requested. So I move for that adoption. Is there a second?
I second it. That's quite a resolution.
Yes.
All right, roll call. Will Miller? Dave Bench?
Yes.
Mark Sandler?
Yes.
Resolution passed.
Yes. Oh, very good. Thank you very much. Okay, I'll pass this to you in a minute, Dave, to sign off.
Hey, Mark.
Yes, sir?
I updated it to indicate that the vote was absent, so I'll have the copy at my desk. I'll catch up to you before you leave tonight.
Oh, okay, so you want us to sign off on yours. Okay, that's fine.
Yeah, that way it's Will Miller from... I just indicated he was absent on it, so...
Very good. Okay. All right. I also will pass you the print off from the OTA. You probably already have that, but there's a couple of steps that they talk about needing to get a DUNS number, et cetera.
Yeah.
Okay. Very good. Next is Howard Farms Metro Park Phase 2 plan. So everybody should be familiar with Phase 1, which is the 650 acres that we've got that's gorgeous. It's on the east side of Howard Road. And sometime late this year or early next year, the Metro Parks plan to start phase two, which is the 300 acres that's on the west side of Howard Road. So we did get a preliminary set of plans. They're about 60% of the way through the planning, and so they printed us a set of plans. They've invited us to have input into that. So I think Dave's got that set right now, and we'll be passing them back and forth. And I think we can report out on that next time, and maybe have the plans out so that anybody that wishes can take a look at them as well.
I might just leave them here.
Oh, in the office?
On the table.
Sure, okay.
So that anybody can look at them when they got time, maybe. And it's probably better for me, too, because all my areas are full.
Okay,
and I'll just come down here and look at it.
Okay.
That way you can do whatever.
Very good. Okay. All right. So, Joel, if you wouldn't mind indicating that if anybody would like to view the plans for Phase 2 of Howard Farms Metro Park, that those will be available in the township office.
You think we could put those on the cork board out in the breezeway?
Well, you know, I've got the digital set. I can put them out on the website. I can print them off 8.5 by 11 and put them out there, but they're kind of hard to read. They're really, really small.
Well, I just do the website and just set it out there for a little bit of time.
Okay.
See if anybody wants to grab it. I agree. People can just, if they're that interested, they can review it.
You know, the last time we did this, we had a meeting in the hall here, and the Metro Parks was here, explained stuff, and I think we should do that again.
Oh, yeah.
I thought
that
was very good.
Yeah.
Did you come, Sandra?
I don't think so, but I think it's a great idea.
There was quite a few people came through.
Good, good, okay, all right. So, yeah, this is early.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we probably should get the Conservancy involved as well to let them take a look. We've got time.
Yeah.
And I agree. Then when we get closer, we may want to encourage some kind of an open meeting. Balancing social distancing and all of that.
Hopefully.
Times are different now.
Hopefully it changes again. For the better.
Yeah, well, yeah, let's hope so. That those vaccines can't come soon enough.
Yeah.
All right, next Board of Trustee meetings for the month of August. We're kind of going a month at a time. So August 11th and August 25th. Dave, what's your preference? What we're doing right now is we're trying to keep the size down. So we're making everything available on Zoom. People can call in, they can Zoom in. The thing is, we've got to keep the number of attendees under 10. Do you want to proceed with in-person meetings in August? What are your thoughts? I'm comfortable going either way.
I don't know. I'm comfortable with the way we are here right now. But
okay.
If it gets worse, do we have to?
All right. So right now, I've got every weekend the notice shows up in the press, indicating that the we're meeting remotely. The meeting is available on Zoom, and you just go to the township website. You can get the link, and you can Zoom in. So we're covered, and right now, you know, with encouraging statewide masking and all of that. So far, we're not in a hot spot, thankfully. But there's other areas of Lucas County that are very hot right now with respect to infections. So if this area starts to heat up, we will most likely do it exclusively on Zoom.
Yeah, yeah.
But the notice is already out there that people are already able to join. We did hear months ago from the Attorney General of the state of Ohio that he said, as long as the public is able to join you by phone or by Zoom or some video, that's considered to be an in-person meeting and you're satisfying the sunshine laws. So we're okay there. So if anything starts to heat up with respect to infections, we will most likely just go to totally Zoom.
Yeah.
And we're already covered because those links are out there. I'll put the new August links out on the website that anybody can get to them. So, okay.
Sounds good.
All right. If if the infection rate stays low in this area, in this zip code, then we'll, those of us who wish to come and be physically present can still do that. Okay. All right. I was just notified a couple days ago by Toledo Edison that they are beginning their fall routine helicopter patrols. So if anybody sees helicopters hovering, they're supposed to be examining all of the power lines from one end to another, and they'll be hovering. I did see a chopper out a day or two ago, but they're just beginning this week. So anyway, if you see them hovering around, it's okay. And these are, this particular helicopter is a smaller one. It's a Hughes MD-500. It's much smaller than the Coast Guard helicopters. So.
I think it's one of those two-seaters. I see it.
Yeah, there's a little tiny picture, but yeah, it looks like a little tiny one. Not big enough to carry patients for a medical ambulance or anything like that. It just looks like a news helicopter almost.
Yeah.
So, okay, those are out there. I did receive a recycling complaint the other day. A member of our community contacted me and said that he had visited the recycling center and he was appalled by all of the non-recyclable trash and contaminated recyclables that were in the bins. And he said, this is terrible. This is a disgrace. All these potential recyclables are being contaminated. And he actually...
Pictures?
No, I don't have pictures, but I'll share the what he had to say.
It is. I don't go there that often. My wife usually does, but sometimes when I go, it is very disgusting. People are hogs.
He said, I was at the recycling station on Friday and was appalled at what I found. The containers for bottles, cans, and plastic had garbage in them, as well as material that was not recyclable. It appears that people are using the recycle station as their garbage can. Can we get the county to close the recycling station for a while? So yeah, I'm not sure. I mean, do we want the county to close it? Actually, what we really want is for people to be respectful and recycle clean material, so it doesn't have to, so the entire load doesn't get contaminated and end up in a landfill.
My wife even washes hers. I just like it better. But
well, yeah, we rinse our stuff. Yeah,
she washes it, you know, because especially after I see what happens down there, you know, I just
I can, you know, how about if I do this? How about if I contact the county and talk to them, whoever's in charge of the recycling program, and share the complaint that we've received and ask them if they have any guidance. I mean, they're responsible for that, and at this point, we really don't know how much of what they pick up actually gets recycled versus do they throw up their hands and have to landfill it.
Yeah.
I'll call the county and report back next meeting.
We would put cameras up, but that wouldn't do any good probably either, but I don't know.
Well, yeah, if you do, what are you going to do? You're going to send the sheriff out?
Yeah. And who's going to sit there and watch the tapes?
Right. Oh, yeah, right. Okay. Any other new business? Hearing none. Any public participation tonight? No?
Oh, come on. Somebody say something.
All right. Well, I will adjourn the meeting at 7:57.
And I'll second that.
Bench.
Yes.
Bo Miller. Mark Sandler.
Yes.
Meeting adjourned.
All right. Thank you very much. Next meeting will be August 11th. We'll be on Zoom. And if the infection rate doesn't get any worse, we'll be here present, physically present as well. Okay. Very good. Thanks, everybody. Thanks for coming out.
Thanks for coming.
You can say something, though.
It has to be the shortest meeting ever.
For a long time, yeah.
Yeah. Do you want to